Geek Radio Daily for finally Frackin' Friday. It's here and it's time to enjoy it as much as you possibly can, given the limited options that we do currently have. Hey everybody, welcome to the 14th of August on a Friday, which is the Saturday the 14th of... No, it doesn't make sense. I'm not even going to try that. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com, and by that I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm the only person not in a meeting at this time in the morning, so it'll just be you and I this fine evening. I am the wonderful Billy Flynn. But that's all right. This day in 1457, a financier of Johannes Gutenberg, Johann Faust, and calligrapher Peter Schoeffer published the second printed book in history, the Latin Psalter. Getting salty. 1885, Japan issues its first patent to the inventor of rust-proof paint. 1888, Oliver B. Schallenberger of Rochester, Pennsylvania, receives a patent for the electric meter. Edison had charged customers a fee for each of their lamps. Then he attempted to employ a notoriously impractical chemical meter. Edison. 1894, the first wireless transmission of information using Morse code is demonstrated by Oliver Lodge during a meeting of the British Association at Oxford. 1901, the first purposely powered flight made by Gustav Whitehead and his number 21 takes place. Though it's accomplished more than 2 years ahead of the Wright brothers, it'll largely go unnoticed, unremarked until long after the Wrights' globally renowned feat at Kitty Hawk. You gotta get the press involved. 1966, the NASA Lunar Orbiter 1, which was launched on August 10th, enters orbit around the moon. It will return 200 photographs, which will be used by NASA to select landing sites for the Surveyor and Apollo missions. 1975, the film that changed a lot of lives, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, opened in the United Kingdom at the Rialto Theatre in London. 1992, Warner Brothers releases the fantasy comedy The Underrated Gem, getting another shot as a TV series. Stay tuned, directed by Peter Hyams, starring John Ritter, Pam Dauber, and Jeffrey Jones. 1995, Nintendo releases the Virtual Boy video game console in North America. It comes bundled with Mario's Dream Tennis, but due to poor sales, it'll be discontinued in 96. 2008, Ritalin is founded as the world's first internet-based sovereign micronation. It claims through its website to be an experiment into legitimacy and self-sustainability of a country without its own soil, which transcends national borders without breaching or lessening the sovereignty of any involved. So like a more intense Second Life. 2009, TriStar Pictures releases District 9, directed by Neil Blomkamp, starring Sheralto Copley and Jason Cope. A lot of coping. Birthdays! Mila Kunis is 37 from That 70s Show, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Ted, Oz the Great and Powerful, Bad Moms. Halle Berry is 54 from X-Men, Catwoman, Die Another Day, Kingsman, Golden Circle. Marcia Gay Harden is 51 from Flubber, Meet Joe Black, Grace, and 50 Shades. Gary Larson, 65, the creator of The Far Side. Susan St. James is 74 from Love at First Bite, McMillan and Wife, Kate and Allie. Steve Martin, 71, The Jerk, Dead Man Don't Wear Plaid, Little Shop of Horrors, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, so many things. No longer with us, born this date in 1851, Doc Holliday, an American dentist and gambler. 1923, Alice Ghostly from Bewitched, To Kill a Mockingbird, Mayberry RFD, Designing Women, and Adam's Family Reunion. Tonight on Television, CBS has got the greatest hashtag at-home videos. Okay. Rerun of Magnum PIA, Blue Bloods. ABC's got a rerun of Shark Tank 2020. NBC World of Dance and a 2-hour Dateline Animal Planet. Sure, Fox, new WWE Friday Night SmackDown. I don't remember which ones he's used. CW, rerun of Masters of Illusion, a rerun of Masters of Illusion. Freeform is showing Bolt, the forgotten John Travolta animated thing. AMC's got Demolition Man. What's your boggle, citizen? Animal Planet. Hey, discover. Legend of the Freshwater Killers on River Monsters, Deadliest Man Eaters. Over on FX, it's Girls Trip. FXX, Simpsons on their marathon. You got Simpsons Christmas Stories, Homer's Paternity, and we're on the road to nowhere. FXM has the 2015 Fantastic Four, because, you know, it's kind of like Scared Straight. It's got to be shown occasionally. IFC showing the Expendables, which is, oh, that's 10 years old now? These things. BBC America, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, followed by, for some reason, the horrible Tim Burton remake, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Sci-Fi Channel has the sci-fi classic Rush Hour. Turner Classic Movies, this is cool. The original Steve McQueen Thomas Crown Affair. I enjoy the Pierce Brosnan one, but you should give that a chance. TBS is showing Suicide Squad and Justice League, which just reminds me the Snyder Cut is coming. Science Channel, Mysteries of the Abandoned Marathon. Over at VH1, you've got Friday, next Friday, but this evening we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network. After her co-worker dies, a woman working at a private airline discovers a dangerous secret about her boss and must fight for her life after she becomes the next target of a deadly plot that puts her life and well-being in jeopardy. Christina Moore and Saxon Charbino star in Mile High Escorts.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. The usually calm Abby turns into a raving lunatic at the prospect of a visit from her meddlesome and obnoxious parents. So she invites her single older sister Kate over, who's even more neurotic and crazy. That way she can share in the misery together. Now, thankfully, parents have to go home and Chad and Abby can enjoy some alone time. They look forward to it because they see each other and think, I am so mental round thee. So illogical concerning ye. Call it frenzied regarding thine own self. Hashtag Chabby forever.
Well, let's read some emails, shall we?
Yes, we shall. Well, rather, we're going to sum up because Mark has sent us a message individually regarding every day this week. Didn't send one for every day this week, but an email for every day this week explaining what the clues were that he heard and how he got to the conclusion that he did and told us each and every day the correct answer for where Chad and Abby are. Quick reminder to everybody, the clues all week are for the same show. So yes, Mark, you're in, and Tanya, you're in, and Steven, you're in, and lots of people are in because, yes, it was kind of a giveaway this week, but again, the next 2 weeks are coming. Send in your thoughts, ideas, and machinations to podcast@geekradiodaily.com, or of course, send a voicemail, send a text, just use the magic numbers.
510-GRD-CREW.
I mean, I guess for a machination, you're probably going to need a box.
Okay, you know what it's like. You're flicking through Amazon or the local DVD shop, when suddenly you discover a film that you haven't seen in years, but which you remember as being legendary. A purchase is hastily made, you invite friends over, make popcorn and settle down to watch this classic. But then it becomes apparent that your mind has double-crossed you, and that this film is frankly awful. Soon your friends have deserted you, your boss says he has to let you go, and even your dog won't come when you call. How did it go so wrong? Well, in the interests of public harmony, a new podcast, I Saw That Years Ago, sets out to watch the old films that your memory has convinced you are brilliant, but which in reality could be anything but. So join me, your host Martin Darkley, and my compatriot, Gentleman Joe, as we watch the old films so you don't have to. Find us at www.isawthatyearsago.com or on iTunes.
Hi, this is the actually famous Billy Flynn, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. Bang!
Thanks for always giving me something to strive towards and to go to. You are a hero to me and more. I don't know why I didn't have any emotion in that. I'm so sorry.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Well, folks do. And today, limited release, which again has to be very limited because where are you going to see the movies at? I know drive-ins. A 23-year-old rideshare driver who was so desperate for social media attention, he'll stop at nothing to go viral, comes up with a plan to live stream a rampage as a shortcut to infamy. He installs a set of cameras in his car and begins streaming his rides. Wildly miscalculating the popularity that would come from this lethal scheme, his desperation grows as he tries to find a way to overcome the plan's flaws. In the middle of all this madness, a stand-up comedian with her own viral agenda crosses his path and becomes the only hope to put a stop to his misguided carnage. Eugene Kotliarenko, Gene McHugh, and Joe Keery star in Spree. Young Dr. Titania Yervinia is on the precipice of losing her medical license. Her career may not be over, though. After she is recruited by the military, she's brought to a secure science research facility to assess a very special case, that of Konstantin Sergeyevich, a cosmonaut who survived a mysterious space accident and has returned to Earth with a unique condition. There's something living inside of him that only shows itself late at night. A club kid? The military has nefarious plans for it. The doctor wants to stop it from killing Konstantin, and the creature itself thrives on destruction. Igor Bramenko, Fedor Bondarchuk star in Sputnik. From Netflix, on the streets of New Orleans, the word begins to spread about a mysterious new pill that unlocks superpowers unique to each user. The catch? You don't know what's going to happen until you take it. Some get bulletproof skin, invisibility, super strength. Others, a deadlier reaction. But when the pill escalates crime within the city to dangerous levels, a local cop teams with a teenage dealer and a former soldier fueled by a secret vendetta to fight power with power and risk taking the pill in order to track down and stop the group responsible for creating it. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Jamie Foxx, and Dominic Fishback all star in Project Power. Streaming in general, Tom, a troubled method actor who has just landed a role in a B-horror film, begins to get violently carried away with his artistic eccentricities. While people around him begin to wonder if he is truly an artist or just mentally unstable, Drew Hale, Carrie Allison Hodge star in Cut and Chop. Speaking of troubled, you gotta see what's on Svengoli on MeTV this weekend. Dr. Lynn Harper, psychologist, has been called out to the old Inkston Mansion, your prototypical dark and mysterious place with a very bad reputation, to make an assessment of the sanity of a woman who claims to be sane, but clearly is very disturbed. Then the male love interest and three doctors show up, and one by one the doctors are murdered. Our obligatory hero must figure out who is doing the killing. Bela Lugosi, Lionel Atwell, and Leif Erikson. Vikings are in this movie? Starring Night Monster.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Thank you, Courtney. Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Apple TV has ordered an animated series of the popular children's novel Harriet the Spy, with a star-studded voice cast including Golden Globe and SAG Award nominee Beanie Feldstein as Harriet, Emmy Award winner Jane Lynch as Old Golly, and Alexis Chabray as Marion Hawthorne. Harriet the Spy will join Apple TV's current lineup of kids and family-friendly original programming, which is good. Maybe they can finally tell us, how do you practice being an onion? Set in the 1960s, New York, where the original book was published, Harriet wants to be a writer. And to do that, to be a good writer, you gotta know everything. And to know that, you gotta be a spy. And of course, Marion Hawthorne, Lacey Chabray, is the ringleader of a group of smug, popular girls at Harriet's school. Smug. I mean, you know, the only thing worse than being Marion Hawthorne is wanting to be Marion Hawthorne. And, you know, Carrie Andrews thinks she's cool just because she spent her summer vacation growing boobs. Lisa Henson and Hallie Stanford will executive produce on behalf of the Jim Henson Company, and John W. Hyde and Teresa Kelton will executive produce for Rehab Entertainment. Wendy Moss Klein and Nancy Steingart of Two Friends Entertainment will also serve as executive producers. Titmouse Animation Studios will animate the series, so a ton of people are working on this. And of course they are, because you know life is a struggle, and a good spy goes in there and fights. Marco Polo, the company behind 2018 Sorry to Bother You, is producing a movie adaptation of The Banks, a graphic novel written by author and journalist Roxane Gay. The story itself sounds similar to Steve McQueen's Window, but this one follows three generations of female thieves who team up to pull off one huge score. Gay herself is going to write the screenplay, which will mark the acclaimed author's first writing credit for film or television. Paves the way for getting the bad feminist series that we need. For 50 years, the women of the Banks family have been the most successful thieves in Chicago by following one simple rule, never get greedy. But when the youngest bank stumbles upon a heist of a lifetime, the potential windfall may be enough to bring three generations of thieves together for one incredible score, the chance to avenge a loved one taken too soon. So, it's like that Sean Connery, Dustin Hoffman, Matthew Broderick family business, but possibly good this time. Charles King, Poppy Hinks, Jelena Johnson, Salvatore Simone, Say Shun and Jayton Thacker will produce, but there's no director or cast in place, which means they don't really have a crew, but as you can see, they have plenty of banks. Hulu is turning the big hit novel of July into their next big limited series. The historical fantasy novel Mexican Girls, written by Silvia Moreno-Garcia, author of last year's Gods of Jade and Shadow, which was another Mexico-set fantasy, and this has been branded as a feminist reimagining of gothic fantasy, and is now being adapted for the small screen. And that's awesome, because I've waited a long time for a continuation of American Gothic. Producing the new drama series are Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos, and their Milijo Productions. They are producing with ABC Signature, which used to be something else, but, you know, Fox off! That name now. The novel follows socialite Noemi Tabota, who receives a letter from her newlywed cousin, who is not well, and pleads for her to come and rescue her from her husband, who she fears is poisoning her. The story also has ghosts haunting the ancient mansion, an aging patriarch, and a shy boy with potential secrets to a family mystery, and how is this not a CW thing? Marina Garcia is also going to serve as executive producer of the series. She says, I'm excited to see the novel come to life and to meet the talented, diverse cast and crew that will take us on this journey. But will I need a passport? The world might indeed be a cursed circle. The snake swallowed its tail, and there could be no end, only in eternal ruination and endless devouring. So bring Grandma. Our Milky Way has a lookalike in an unlikely place, the early universe. So I guess the doctor
told us, astronomers used ALMA, or the Atacama Large Millimeter Submillimeter Array of Telescopes based in Chile, to find the galaxy located more than 12 billion light years away from our own, which means the light has traveled for more than 12 billion years to reach us. So we're seeing the galaxy as it appeared when it was like 1.4 billion years old, provided we have the time right. And that would be awesome, because then we could watch Galaxy Babies, they make their dreams come true. The galaxy named SPT041847 has two hallmarks of our galaxy, including its rotating disc-like structure, as well as the bulge, a large group of stars corralled around the galaxy's center. This bulge of stars has never been seen from this far back in the history of the universe, and are we sure it's not just a reflection? The big surprise was to find that this galaxy is actually quite similar to nearby ones, contrary to all expectations from the models and previous less detailed observations, said Filippo Fratinelli in a statement. Study co-author and professor of gas dynamics and evolution of galaxies at the Kempten Astronomical Institute at the University of Groningen in the Netherlands. I mean, of course they're similar. We all copy and paste, and God made us in her image, so that makes sense. Over time, the galaxy likely evolved differently than our own, the researchers said. The Milky Way is a spiral galaxy, but the researchers believe this one became an elliptical galaxy. Further observations with more powerful telescopes may help astronomers uncover how common these well-ordered galaxies were after the Big Bang. Bang! It's come to this, my friends. Premiering November 17th on the Disney Plus streaming service, the LEGO Star Wars Holiday Special, bringing beloved heroes like Rey, Finn, and Poe Dameron back together to celebrate Life Day, the Star Wars-ish holiday introduced way back in the infamous Star Wars Holiday Special, November 17th, 1978. Fighting the Frizzies, tonight at 11. The new project features animated building block versions of characters throughout Star Wars history and pays homage to the special's disco-era predecessor, which has become a so-bad-it's-good cult favorite, and fans have found it on various streaming sites and bootleg videos, you know, the dealer room. And it makes me wonder if they're going to bring back the great musical guest the Jefferson Mom's Garage people. We wanted to give a wink and a nod to the original, executive producer Josh Rhymes said, adding the new 45-minute holiday special was inspired by It's a Wonderful Life, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Christmas Vacation, and old Burl Ives musical Cheer. Those aren't porgs! The LEGO Holiday Special, which Rhymes teases will feature a few Star Wars movie actors reprising their roles, catches up with the cast after the events of last year's closing Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. Rey and her pal BB-8 head off on a quest to gain a deeper knowledge of the Force, but their visit to a mysterious Jedi temple sends them careening through time and space. Which means Rey gets to interact with Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Yoda, and other characters in some of the franchise's most beloved moments as they try to return in time for Life Day, the big feast, on Chewie's Wookiee homeworld of Kashyyyk, where Itchy never leaves the house now and just sits around watching his granddad's Diane Carroll Holo porns. LEGO versions of Palpatine, Vader, Kylo Ren get to hang out together, and it's really hilarious with what's going to happen with those guys, says Rhymes. Yeah, but without Harvey Korman and B. Arthur, what is the point? But the heart and soul of the special is Rey's relationship with Luke, not the old Jedi Master she knew, but instead the rookie rebel version from the original 1977 Star Wars movie. It becomes a much different take on the teacher and apprentice when the more seasoned Rey and a younger Luke, Rhymes added, and it makes me wonder if she's going to put his lightsaber on her hope chest. Rhymes adds that the LEGO version of some of the Wookiee characters from the 70s special will appear in the upcoming update. Any chance of a LEGO Art Carney, though? Fine, he's not a Wookiee. Rhymes hopes that the LEGO Star Wars Holiday Special becomes as beloved as something like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for fans. It'll bring a little joy to this world in a very crazy, crazy year that we're having. I mean, and maybe they've got something special if they can recreate the magic of the original's 12-minute sequence all in shrilly wook, and I just can't wait to see the LEGO coked-out version of the Life Day song! Right? I mean, GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derived Works, 9 States, 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter, and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com! Which is always a good time. Don't forget, tonight we are playing some Jackbox, so look out on Facebook pages. We'll be putting up, we'll tell you about it, and we'll put up Zoom links, and everybody come on by, and we'll have a good time. If you've played, not played, you just need, you know, a laptop to join us with Zoom, and preferably your phone as the controller. It's going to be outstanding. We'll have a groovy time, and we'll see you there. Drop a note, podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or tell us things. Just dial the number.
510-GRD.
And we will be seeing you.
What do you think?
It stinks!
Man, game over!
Funny, I detect no source of amusement.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Good night, suckers!
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
Bernice.
What?
Why are you wearing your Christmas tree skirt?
Well, this is the skirt you gave me for Christmas.
Yes, I know. It's not to wear. It's a Christmas tree skirt. You're supposed to put it around the base of your Christmas tree.
Oh. Oh, well, no wonder. I like to never got this thing on. I finally just let the waist out and tied it with a belt.
Bernie, isn't there a present here that you would like to return to Suzanne?
Oh, yes, there is. Suzanne, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to ask you to exchange this underwear you gave me.
Why? They're jockey, they're cotton, it's what you asked for. Anyway, it was on sale.
I know, but you see, each one of these has a little inspected by sticker on it. You see, it says here, inspected by Francis, inspected by Judy, inspected by Joanne. I don't know these people. I don't know where they've been or who they've been with. And anyway, I just don't like anyone else inspecting my underwear.